Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do. And you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hey everybody, it's Yaz, and I just watched 90 Day Fiancé, had to podcast about this. It's getting steamy on there. So let's dive right in. Okay guys, I'm going to start out with Darcy, of course, Darcy and Tom. It starts out with Darcy coming back from Albania. She's leaving Albania, and I have to tell you, what is up with her sister Stacy? I mean, not for anything. All she does is put her sister down. Now, she's supposed to be her sister. She should have her back. But it seems like the two of them have a big competition going on. So now her sister's like telling her, I hope you don't mess this relationship up, or I hope she doesn't mess it up. First of all, even if she thought that her sister messes things up, why is she going and saying that in front of Tom? What kind of sister does something like that? If Darcy knew there was a competition with her and her sister, she should have never brought Tom to Albania, because she should have known that the sister was going to be rubbing in her relationship with her fiance, Florian, and everything. So she goes off, and now they're coming back to the UK, and she's still crying and bawling, still tears coming out of her eyes, and Tom, like in the beginning, is not talking to her. Because all he did was moan and complain the whole time in Albania how, you know, he didn't like the way she acted and he's a real cold fish and everything like that, criticizing how she acted. I mean, she's just always like a basket case. I mean, if you really care about somebody, even as a human being, you would say to yourself, okay, I didn't like the way she acted. But, you know, maybe this girl needs some help. Maybe she needs some therapy or something like that. Because for her to fall to pieces every time, it shows that she's got something else going on inside her. She's a very hurt and broken person. And instead of having some compassion for her, he's putting her down constantly. So now it's towards the end of the show, you guys. They show he's going to bring her around his sister. He wants Darcy to meet his sister, the big mouth sister, okay? So now she's got to worry about impressing the big blob of a sister that he has, all right? So she goes and she meets the sister at a restaurant, and the sister right away is making her little sarcastic remarks like, oh, she's exactly what I thought Tom would bring around. Big boobs, fake eyelashes, all about the looks and everything like that. Well, first of all, you haven't even had a conversation with her, and you're already judging her by how she looks. So right there, that shows me that the sister is just, you know, she's a Debbie Downer. She's going to put down anybody that Tom brings around. Okay, granted, the sister knows Tom's track record. And she says to Darcy, well, you know, he's been with hundreds of women. Right there should have been a flag to Darcy that this guy's a player. This guy is not somebody that you're going to tie down, all right? And I guess the sister's seen so many of his women that she's like, at this point, she's sick of it. Not that you could blame her, you know? So Tom goes and he says to his sister, well, his feelings are getting stronger for Darcy. How is his feelings getting stronger for Darcy when all he did was complain the whole time they were over there? All he did was bitch and moan and say we should have went to the islands and I don't like your behavior. How is he getting feelings for her? See, he's a liar. Tom is a liar. He's a narcissist. And he's making up all this BS, pretending like, oh, his feelings are getting strong. He's putting on the act, okay? And the sister is kind of trying to tip Darcy off and let her know, you know, he's been with a lot of women and everything. And Darcy is like Miss Dummy, okay? Not picking up on the sister's tips and everything. So the sister is like really negative. And the sister should worry about her own relationship. I hate people that sit there and judge other people's relationships when they should worry about their own. I'm sure the sister has her own issues with her man who's sitting there, okay? Maybe they've been together for a while, but I'm sure they have their own issues. They shouldn't judge other people. And then in the end, you guys, Darcy goes and she says how, oh, Tom, I love you, Tom. And do you notice he doesn't answer her? He doesn't love her. And she's like, you might as well just tattoo desperate across her forehead, because that she is the epitome of what a desperate chick is. No matter how much you like a guy or you like a woman, you don't go and you say, I love you, I love you. Especially when the feelings aren't being reciprocated. So you think she would have known already. She's 45 years old. 44, 45, you think she would have known already, you know, how to hold herself and not, you know, show her hand and come off, you know, very attached and everything like that. I mean, talk about turning a guy off. That'll definitely turn a guy off. But you know what? She doesn't get it. She's, you know, she's living in a bubble. So now we're going to go on and they show next week's coming attractions where Tom's like flirting and dancing with all the women and she's in the corner crying hysterical. I mean, come on, lady, get over yourself already, okay? You know he's been with a lot of women. You know he's a player. I mean, what is with some of these women? They don't get it. Don't you see his track record? And you're sitting there and you're crying again like a loser? I guess some people never learn. They keep making the same mistakes. You would think that they would, but they don't. All right, you guys, we're going to move right along. Now, here's the next one. This one really gets under my skin, you guys. Avery and Omar. Now, we have Avery, the 19-year-old who doesn't know anything, okay? Now she's married to Omar. She's sitting there, and she's saying how he's so cold to her, and he's unaffectionate to her, and he's more worried about her going and talking to the lawyer than being worried about her leaving. Well, okay, we're going to give her a pass because she's young. She hasn't been married. She hasn't had relationships. So she really doesn't really know what she's dealing with. Her mother should have tipped off. Her mother should have known what type of guy this guy is. Supposedly, he's going to dental school. So, you know what? This is like the golden egg for him. Come to America, set up his practice over here. They think there's plenty of money in America. You could see that by the way he looks at Avery. He looks like he detests her, like he can't stand her. He can't even look at her in the eye. And then he's making excuses, trying to say, oh, well, it's the culture. You know, the man has to be strong. You know what? This is all BS, okay? I don't care what culture you're in, all right? People show affection when they care for somebody. He's showing her zero affection. So, and you know, you could tell by looking in somebody's eyes, I mean, if you're smart, and you could see that this guy, there's no love there. He's just looking at her like, oh, let me marry this American, you know, let me put on the act. And then he goes and sits next to her in the booth to try to pretend like he cares for her and everything, because he wants to seal the deal. He wants to come over here. So, I mean, he's one of the creepiest out of all them, you guys, because he's really showing her nothing. So, I don't know. I don't know why. I guess her mother can't do anything about it. But, I mean, I don't know. She should have educated her daughter a little bit more as to what type of guy he was. I mean, he knows that she's leaving in like a day or two to come back to the U.S. to file for his visa. He should be all over her, right? He should be wanting to, you know, hang out with her, get busy with her and everything like that. He looks like he doesn't even want to sit across from the table from her. So he can't wait to just throw her on the plane and get her to work on that lawyer business. All right, now we're going to go to Akini and Benjamin. It starts out, you guys, with Benjamin is all now distraught because Akini had too many drinks the other night, and she got drunk, had a hangover. So now he's like really turned off, like, I don't know, she likes to drink. Oh my God. Okay, well, I'm not condoning, you know, going out and getting drunk or anything, but let's get real. It's happened to pretty much a lot of people, all right? It's not like she's out there drinking every night of the week. So I do agree, like, he's got to chill out a little bit. But then on the other side of the coin, he's a very serious type of guy. He's looking for a wife and a mother figure for his son. He's very concerned that whoever he marries, that she'll get along with his son. Well, if you want a mother figure for your son, you need to find somebody that knows what it is to be a mother, or somebody that's a little bit more with it. She even said to him, I don't know if I want to be a stepmom. Hello? She hasn't even met your kid. She doesn't even know the responsibilities that are ahead of her. Already, that's a road for disaster, you guys. Okay? If she's not really in tune with, you know, wanting to be a stepmom, and she hasn't even gotten her hands dirty and really doesn't know what it is to take care of kids, and we all know, the people, some of us that have kids, how much work kids could be, I don't see this girl being any kind of stepmom for him or his kid, okay? So now he's got to pay this bride price. They got them all set up over there. All right, this is the scam, I call it, the scam. Now they want him to pay a certain amount of money, like a dowry, to marry her. So now he realizes that when he pays this money, he's going to be married to her already. He's not going to have time to think about it. He's not going to have time to get to know her. He's going to be married. So now you see him all sweaty, calling up his friend, being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know if she's for me. I don't know if she's going to get along with my son and everything like that. Well, here's a word to the wise, you guys. If you have doubts, don't get married, okay? Take it from me, okay? I'm living proof of that. When in doubt, don't do it, all right? So anytime you feel like you're going to marry somebody and you're unsure about it, don't do it. Wait, okay? So we have to see now if he ends up marrying her, which he probably will, because he's an idiot. He's another idiot on the show. So he'll probably marry her, and that should be another disaster. So he'll end up taking her back to the U.S., and she's going to get fed up with his kid and everything like that. And who knows, she might be drinking and going wild too, because he doesn't really know her that well. So that's the story with Akini and Benjamin. So that's going to be a good one to watch. Okay, now we're going to move on to Jennifer and Timothy. Now, you guys, I got to tell you what I think about this one. He comes off and he says to Jennifer, "Would you marry me if I asked you to marry me?" And she's like looking at him and she's unsure because she doesn't know what to say. Okay, she doesn't want to say no and she doesn't want to say yes. She doesn't want to say no because she doesn't want to shut off that opportunity of coming to the U.S. But she's not sure, so she's not going to say yes. So he looks like he's very annoyed, like, oh, she had to hesitate and everything like that. Well, what do you expect? The last couple days, all you've been doing is fighting with her. You're a miserable person. Who would want to marry you anyway? You're nothing to look at. Okay, and he's shocked that she didn't say yes right away, that she would marry him. I mean, you can't blame the girl. And then they go on. He calls up his ex, Veronica. Okay, now this, his ex, Veronica, she just annoys the crap out of me, you guys. She's just, you know, she's too much into his business. All right, whose ex calls them up and texts them every single day? Flag. That's a flag. I mean, I'm not saying that people don't have relationships with their ex. I know a lot of people do. I mean, I'm personally don't think it's such a good thing, but I know some people say they do. And Veronica starts asking her on the video chat, "Oh, well, how is your physical connection with Tim?" First of all, it's none of your business, lady, what the physical connection is with Jennifer and Tim. Right then, you see this Veronica's trying to feel out where they are, okay? And you can see Veronica's getting annoyed when Jennifer's like caressing Tim's arm when they're having the video chat. So I have a new take on this, you guys. I'm thinking that this Tim has something going on with Veronica, okay? That's why he can't show too much affection to Jennifer. That's what I think is going on. I think he still has something going on with his ex, all right? That's why he's in touch with her, and they're very, very close. And that's why he can't show affection to Jennifer. But then you say to yourself, well, what is he doing there, right? Well, he could be there for a couple reasons. Maybe he's there because he wants to be on TV, because a lot of these people, they audition for these reality shows and they want to be on TV. So maybe he feels like, you know what? This is good for my career. I'll go on 90 Day Fiancé and get on TV and build up my popularity. But I don't think that he's in love with Jennifer. I think he's using her just like she's using him. She probably wants to use him to come to the U.S. to become a big model or something like that. Because I don't know what she could see in him. There's nothing, he's not good looking. He's got a miserable personality. He's got the creepy ex that contacts him every day and is in their business. Who needs that? So, I mean, if I were her, I'd be like, you know what? Later for this. These people must really be desperate to come to the U.S. Not for anything. Who would put up with that? Okay, now I'm going to move on to Rebecca and Zaid in Tunisia. Okay, now, Zaid, all right, first of all, he needs to go on a diet, all right? I saw him in the car with Rebecca. They're riding with that big belly hanging out and everything. He's got the nerve to be looking at her like she's old. You know, he's so out of shape. Please, okay? People in glass houses shouldn't be talking. So anyway, Zaid goes and takes Rebecca's money, buys a ring because he's looking to seal the deal, you guys. He wants to get engaged to her because he wants to lock it in, knowing that she'll bring him over to the U.S. So he figures, I will go out, I will get ring, and this way I know that I will be coming to the U.S. and she will take care of me, okay? So now he's going to take her on this romantic trip to the Sahara Desert, all right? All there is a bunch of tents and the desert. Doesn't look that great to me, but okay. So he goes to the Sahara Desert with her, right? And then you see he gets mad at her because there's a picture of her ex on her phone. So this guy, he's very jealous, all right? And he's got a bad temper. All right, that's a red flag. And he's controlling. Red flag. I'm starting to see an abuser here. And then you see him grab her by the back of her neck. Now, I don't know if you guys were watching and you saw this, but he grabbed her hard around the back of the neck. Now, you got to remember, they have the cameras on him, so he can't be too forceful. But if you really notice, he grabs her neck in a certain way, not in a loving way, kind of like he wanted to wring her neck kind of way. Grabs her neck from the back, grabs her by the back of the neck, and he's like, you know, I don't like the picture of your ex on there and everything like that. So, you know what? She should have known from the last guy that she went out with from Morocco, who was also the same type of guy, like, you know, controlling, abusive, cheater. She should have known that she's got another one just like it right here. But she's another idiot. You know, how many times has she been married? 3? Okay, this will be number 4 coming up. All right, now we're going to move on to Angela and Michael, okay? Now, we all know that Angela is off her rocker, okay? But I still like her, and I still think she's great to watch, you guys. All right, so you see, she goes to the fertility clinic. She wants to see if she's got an egg there. I mean, come on, lady, all right? Just tell him you don't want any kids. I mean, he's still going to come to the U.S. So she's got one egg. They don't know if it is, you know, viable. So they decide, okay, we're going to Skype. We're going to contact the daughter, Angela's daughter in the U.S., and see if her daughter, Skyla, will give her one of their eggs. All right. So they call the daughter up on video chat, and good for the daughter, because she told Angela, she's like, no way are you having my eggs. You know, like, are you off out of your mind? Just forget this whole business with kids and everything like that. I personally think Michael is just saying all this. It's his excuse to be able to go out and have sex with another woman, all right? Or it's a way for him to seal the deal being in the U.S. if he has a kid with her or with her daughter's egg. So this whole business with the baby business, all right, that's so he can, you know, make sure that he's got his ticket to his golden ticket to the U.S. if she's got a baby with him. Unbelievable. So then they show she's going to meet his friends at the restaurant. Now, Angela doesn't like his friends. She calls them the goofballs. Okay, you got a young guy there. He's got his young single friends that go out and party all the time, and she doesn't like it, and they're laughing at her and everything like that. Well, you know what? This is how some of these guys are. But by attacking his friends at the table, what does she hope to accomplish by that? You're just making yourself look worse, lady. You should just be cool and collected. You're not going to change his friends. He's still going to do what he wants to do when you're not around. This is what people do in long-distance relationships. That's why a lot of long-distance relationships don't work, because you don't know what the other person's doing. So I'm sure he's going out with other women when she's in the U.S. and she's not around. So why is she even fighting this? I mean, these people, they need, you know, to be a piano to fall on their head, because they don't get it. They don't get it. She goes and throws a drink across the table. I mean, she looked like she could take somebody down. But, you know, I still like Angela, because I think she's got a lot of heart. You know, all that anger up front. You know, anger is a forefront for her. She's probably been hurt in the past. But she's like letting them know, you know, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. And they're like, well, you know, in Africa, the men are in control. She's like, well, nobody's going to control Angela, okay? She's not going to take anybody's crap. And you know what? I kind of respect her for that, because she shouldn't have to. I mean, look at what she's doing. She sends the guy money. She's looking to try to do everything to bring him over to the U.S. So, you know what? She doesn't want to take anybody's crap. I can't blame her for that, but it's the way she handles things that makes her look bad. She needs to handle things better instead of blowing her top. But hey, Angela is Angela, and she's going to do what she wants. And she's worrying about this baby business with Michael. she doesn't realize it doesn't matter, you know, whether she has a baby or not. He's gonna, you know, he's never gonna leave her. He wants to come to the U.S. All right, you guys, now we're gonna go to the biggest fool of all fools on 90 Day Fiancé. Okay, you ready? We're gonna talk about Caesar, the guy who went to Mexico, who didn't meet up with the Ukrainian Maria supermodel catfish chick. Okay, I think she's definitely a catfish chick and he's just not getting it. But okay, we'll give it the benefit of the doubt. So she doesn't show up. Now he comes back to the U.S. His friend picks him up at the airport and the friend's like waiting to hear the story. Like, what happened? You know, how was your vacation with Maria and everything? And he's like, well, you know, things didn't really go the way they were planned and everything. And do you know that this guy is still talking to this Maria and he sent her $2,000? Well, you know what? You know what, you guys? I used to feel bad for him, but now I think he deserves everything he gets, all right? Because he's just a straight up idiot, all right? He's just a flat out idiot, all right? He's never, but I love her. What do you love about her? She took your money and then she took another $2,000 from him. I mean, he's an idiot. So, and now he wants to go to the Ukraine, which I think is a good thing because let this guy finally, I think he's got to see it in order to be able to walk away. I don't even know if he'd walk away. He'll never let go of this girl. I mean, as long as he has these sexy pictures of this blonde looking model from the Ukraine, he's not going to let go of that. He thinks he's got, you know, Pamela Anderson over there. But it's sad in one respect. And in the other respect, he's just an idiot and deserves what he gets. Okay. His friends, I mean, somebody needs to take him to the side and be like, listen, you're being scammed. Duh. You're being scammed. She took your money. She's not meeting you. How many times did she cancel on you? And you know, the other flag too, you guys, when he went to Mexico and she was supposed to fly down, she didn't contact him for 3 days before she was supposed to come down there. Hello? Who does that? Who makes plans to go meet somebody on a vacation like that and doesn't contact the person for 3 days? Okay? Flag. That is a flag. Hello? Unless you're in the hospital with a feeding tube coming out of you, there's no excuse for that, all right? So he's just, I don't know where he grew up. He grew up under a rock or something. I don't know, you guys. It should be interesting. I can't wait to see what happens with the next week's episode. And let's see. He thinks he loves her, but he doesn't even know what she is, who she is, you know. It could be anybody, all right? There's a lot of these scam artists that do that. They have the pictures of the models and they're scamming people. This isn't just happening to him. This happens to a lot of people. It happens on the dating sites now. All the scammers are on there trying to scam money. I mean, if anybody asks you for money, right there is a flag, you guys. You know, you better walk away. It's a flag. Somebody's trying to scam you. If you don't know that person well, you're being scammed. If you haven't video chatted with that person, you know, that's another thing too I want to bring up in this episode as well, you guys. How many of these people, even on the catfish show, all right, they're talking to somebody for years and they've never talked on the phone and they've never video chatted? Well, if you haven't talked on the phone and you haven't video chatted, you know what? You could be dealing with a catfish. But why do you do that for 4 years? You should, when you're talking to somebody and it's starting to grow and everything, within a certain amount of time, not 4 years, within maybe a few months, you should definitely have video chatted with that person to see if they are who they are. Okay, you could be talking to somebody, it could be a guy, it may not even be a woman or a man if it's, you know, working that way. So, I mean, these people just amaze me. But that's my take on 90 Day Fiancé, you guys. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you like my podcast. And thanks for listening. Have a great night. Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about a great company that gives you cash back for shopping. They have all the major retailers on there. Why not get cash back? It doesn't cost you anything. They have Amazon on there. You could get up to 8% back for anything that you buy. You have Walmart, they have Macy's, eBay, Hotels.com, Old Navy, Home Depot, QVC. So check out the link. It's in my podcast details. It's tinyurl.com/AskYazCashback. Okay? So shop and get money back for anything that you buy at the major retailers. It doesn't cost you anything. So check out the link in my podcast details and have a great day.